Pressure on the camera at the top.
Rather than the laptop that's pointing up at the screen.
See that?
At first I was like, what crown are we looking at?
It's a nice view of gray and white.
So where can you do the dropdown? Yeah, yeah. And then...
Well, that's a nice view of the bracket on the wall.
Yeah.
Logic capture, or is that the other one?
Try that.
Hey, look at that. I actually got the right one.
Look at that. Add that to your list of things you don't have to do.
I know, right? Yeah.
By the time we finish this, we'll be done with the meeting, guys.
Okay.
Doesn't take long.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Isn't it working?
Can I push it a...
There we go.
Sparks. But it doesn't actually go on. Let me just hold it and see. Oh, I like it. I got you. Okay.
Are we done rearranging the furniture?
Yes.
Pushing buttons.
We got this. We got this. Okay, as you all know, November 4th, we had an election. We received the election results today. I incorporated those into your packet and resent that. I hope you all received it.
I just would like to call the meeting to order.
Oh, sorry.
I was waiting for you guys to give me the signal.
I'm all done.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order for White City Council, a special meeting for the canvas of the elections at 999 East Galena Drive, November 18th, 2025. Okay, welcome. We do have a quorum. All board members are present. At this time, we'll turn it over to Rory.
Thank you, Mayor. As you know, on November 4th, we had an election. We had three seats up for election, the mayor's position, Councilmember B, and Councilmember C. Today, we received the results from Salt Lake County regarding this election. You will have in your packet three different things. You will have the statistics as to how many voted in which district. That's a voting district. Then you will also have the canvas, or the final statistical report, and that is going to show you which ones of the
numbers,
the ballots, were, if you had provisional ballots, which we had five, and there was nine total challenged curable ballots, basically saying if the signatures didn't match or they weren't received by the deadline. There shows that there was three returned after the received by deadline, one rejected for a non-curable reason. Not sure what that was, but we had nine envelopes with a signature that doesn't match the voter's signature, so they will return those for that case. So we had a 40% turnout, which is excellent, actually, for a small group. 2,942 ballots were sent out, and 1,199 were counted. And we had mail ballots, 1,159, three in-person voting period ballots counted, and 32 in-person on election day. So we only had 32 people go to on the election day, which is still good, and five provisional ballots that were counted. Then on another sheet, you will see what the votes were, the unofficial election votes, which are now becoming official. On your resolution, I added in the votes that were received. We have Mayor Paulina Flint, 456, Alan Perry, 740, candidate for seat B, Linda Price, 730, Doug Denning, 307, and seat C, Philip Cardenas, 536, and Neil Mahoney, 635, leaving the outcome of the election as Alan Perry as mayor. Congratulations. Linda Price as council member, seat B, and Neil Mahoney as seat C. This is before you for consideration. If you so approve these election results, I will need each of you to sign the general certification of election, which I need to return to the Lieutenant Governor today. So it's up to you. Any questions for me?
So you just need a motion?
I just need a motion to accept the canvas or adopt this resolution 25-1102.
Can somebody make a motion, please?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept resolution 2025-11-02, resolution accepting and approving the results for the municipal general election held on November 4th.
Second.
make one correction. It's 01 on here, not 02.
What's, oh, what?
Mine says 01.
And why does...
Oh, it's supposed to be 02.
Oh, the resolution,
the resolution says 02. The resolution says 02.
The agenda is wrong.
Apologize. Made an error on
so
the
which one
number.
Are we doing?
02.
I said 02. The agenda.
02.
No,
so
the agenda needs corrected?
Pardon me?
The agenda needs corrected?
Yes.
That's okay.
And that is okay. The one you're adopting is 02.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. All right. With that correction on the agenda, can you restate the number of the resolution?
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-11-02, resolution accepting and approving the results for the municipal general election held November 4th, 2025.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. At this point, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
I think you needed signatures.
John Henry.
I do need signatures. Don't leave, Tyra.
Need your John Henry's.
I do. Absolutely need
you. Your Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I remember what you said. You said you were trying to talk you out of it.
I'm like, where's my name? Because I
don't know. Oh, you were covering it up.
No, I wasn't. But I my brain only saw that.
Gotcha.
Where's my name?
You?
Yeah.
That's all. But thank you. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you very much.
I have some like that. That's why I almost was like, I don't remember any
money. Rory, you actually didn't try it up north to go?
No, I'll fax it to him.
Okay, I was like,
fax.
The fax. Sorry.
Fax.
I will scan it and send it to them.
DocuSend it?
DocuSend it.
I have an old fax machine. I have a fax line, but
I still have a digital fax line.
My printer will fax. The new one I got.
I noticed you didn't have a signature.
It puts into Wi-Fi.
I don't think you signed that.
Because fax has to be transmitted over.
Alan, don't think I have to be. Then no.
Linda.
But you can scan and send
digitally. You can scan and send digitally.
As a PDF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that? Just figure.
Well, you know.